Welcome to the Marriage Cafe, where marriages come alive through the Word of God, with your host, Bishop William Pittman and Prophetess Loretta Pittman. Now get yourself a cup of something special and enjoy your time in the Marriage Cafe.
Hello. We are here.
Yes.
Hopefully you guys can hear us. Please let us know if you can. Are you in? Because yes, no, you're not.
Hold on.
Yeah. Now you are.
Hello. Okay.
Make sure your phone is down, honey. All right. We are here, everyone. We are here. God is good. We God made it. Thank you, Jesus.
We're here.
Thank
we're
you,
here.
Jesus. We made it.
All right.
Right. We made it. All right, we made it. Okay.
Yes, we made it.
You can shut that door.
Hallelujah.
All right. My husband will go away for a second, but he'll be right back. We made it. Anyway, how are you guys out there doing? All right, let us know how you doing,
Yes, behind the scenes activity.
It's always something.
But we good.
But we good. God is good all the time.
God is good all the time.
All the time, God is good. Anyway, yes, babe, how was your week?
I had a wonderful week.
You had a wonderful week, Sunday.
Yes.
I had a wonderful week as well. Wonderful week. God has been good. Yep, God has been good all the time.
God is good all the time.
We in there? What is going on with this? Don't look like it's something. I don't know. Maybe we are. Maybe we are. Maybe that's right. That's true.
Hallelujah.
I've just never seen it look like that.
Me either.
Okay. But anyway, okay, because you can be there in case folks come in. I mean, you know.
Oh, there we go. Oh,
okay, there we go. So I was like, what is going on? But anyway, my husband's in on the Marriage Wisdom Moments page.
Yes.
And I'm about to go in on the marriage into the Marriage Cafe itself. So you guys are in the cafe. Come on in. Come on in.
Yes.
So, but anyway, we had a really good week. God has been amazing, amazing, amazing. A really good weekend as well. We had some guests over this weekend. It was really nice. We had a nice time. And, you know, it was a good weekend.
No complaints,
none at all.
Service today was good.
Oh my God, the service today was amazing, amazing, amazing. Hopefully you guys learned a lot in your services today. You know, like I said, God is good all the time.
And you got to get the word. You got to get the word.
Yes.
If you believe in God, you got to get the word.
Yes, you do.
You can't go without the word of God.
Yes.
Can't say you love him and don't want to.
And don't
hear
wanna,
his word.
Don't want to serve
word.
Him. Don't want to give him nothing.
You got to get the word.
Yes, got to get the word. So, yeah.
Alrighty
then. We sound really tired because
we don't. I'm trying to. So, that's what we do. This is what we do. Let's go.
All right. Welcome to the Marriage Cafe, where marriages come alive through the word of God. I'm Prophetess Loretta Pittman.
I'm Bishop William Pittman.
And we got a word for you guys. Right now, we're going to go ahead to the Lord in prayer.
Let's go to the Lord in prayer. Let's touch and agree.
Let's go.
We need your Holy Spirit.
Yes, we do.
Dear Lord, we just come before you as humble as we know how. Thanking you most of all for us giving us another opportunity to go live tonight.
Yes.
Thank you for being in our life. Thank you for taking care of us and keeping your hands upon us.
Yes.
So, Lord, we just thank you. And thank you for the word that's coming forth tonight. And bless all the listeners tonight. So, Lord, we just thank you. In Jesus' name we pray.
Jesus name.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen.
And amen again.
You know, I tried to get away from it. Last week we did part one. And God was like dealing with me all week.
Of what?
Like, part one.
Hold
on. I'm telling you. I'm in there. Yeah. So part one, which is the question was, why is marriage important to God?
Yes.
That was part one. Number two was the question was, why is marriage important to you? So I believe that sometime God wants to say something if he won't let you leave, you know. Just get out of this topic.
Mm-hmm.
So, and I believe the main thing, because I know in my heart, I just wanted to make sure that people get it. You know, marriage is serious. God designed it, and it's for a man and a woman. And this is a spirit that's going around out there saying that it's okay you know, and I'm not going to touch a lot on it tonight, but I'm doing a study on it. Why two men shouldn't be together and two women shouldn't be together. For one, it's abomination against the Lord. And then they say, you know, a lot of people have been saying, well, we all have sinned. God love all of us. Yes, we all have sinned. But when you give your life to the Lord and you supposed to be changing your life, that old man pass away and all things become new. That means you can be born again. No matter what you doing, no matter what you did. Yeah, we all got sin. Some people can see your sin. Some people can't.
Yes.
You know, they don't know if I'm sinning. But, you know, if you out there openly and you sinning, people know you sin. But if you sinning behind closed doors, only one know you sinning is you and God.
Yes.
But you're still sinning. You're still guilty.
That's right.
So what it is tonight, I want the foundation of, I want you to hear from me and from my heart, but also I feel as though it's coming from the Lord.
Yes.
The Lord is speaking through me because it's been bothering me all week about marriage.
Yes.
About God put it together. So evidently, I don't know how many other people is getting this out here, but God is upset. God is upset. And he's going to start using his people. Yeah, I believe the sons of God is about to rise, you know, and it's going to be a remnant that's going to stand up for God. We're not going to keep sitting back and just taking it and taking it and taking it.
Mm-hmm.
And then, you know, in the end, when Jesus comes, it's over anyway.
Yes.
You know, he ain't coming to be nice, nice.
Mm-hmm.
It's going to be a battle that the devil already lost. But he's going to finish whooping you. Put it that way.
Mm.
But now while we're here on the earth, you know, John 10:10 says this, the devil come to kill, steal, and destroy.
Yes.
So when we know this type of stuff, this is what the enemy is trying to sow these seeds into marriages, into making it seem like it's okay for a man to be with a man and a woman and with a woman. So I want to lay this foundation here that marriage is important to God. Well, why did God make marriage?
That's
God made marriage for a man and a woman,
yes,
to have children, to have a family, have children and multiply
the earth. The earth.
So you can't multiply the earth if you're a man, two men and two women.
That's right.
So we know God didn't put that in place.
Yes, we do.
So I'm not, next week when I touch on this topic, I'm going to have some really scriptures to really back this up. And I'm going to show you some stuff in the word of God and in the world that we know the devil is behind all of this.
Mm-hmm.
Hallelujah. I feel the Holy Ghost.
Yes.
So marriage is a process.
Yes, it is.
You know, when two people come together, we talked about this. And when two people come together, you fall in love. You don't know each other like that, like right away.
Mm-hmm.
So you grow into this relationship.
Yes.
Same way with God. When you first give your life to the Lord, you grow with him.
Mm-hmm.
You start to love him. You start to be more like him. You start to want to give up those things. Those old ways, those old things.
Yes.
You want to, you know, you start to give up that lifestyle. You don't want to go to the club no more.
Mm-hmm.
You don't want to listen to all that crazy cussing and all that kind of stuff. That's when you know it's a process, Ben. God is working in you,
yes,
through you.
That's right.
You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
You're growing. You're starting to mature in your walk with God. I love you so much that I don't want to sin.
That's right. Yeah.
I love you so much that I can give some things up.
Mm-hmm.
You know? So this is what marriage is all about. And what people, my children, my grandchildren look at their grandmother and their grandfather and they say, you know what? They live this.
Mm-hmm.
This is something they can hang on to. Why? They say things about their grandmother. You know, she's loving. She's respectful. She's humble.
Mm-hmm.
She submit to her husband. You know, they submit one to another. When you live the scripture, it's in you.
Yes.
You know, when you do wrong, you feel it.
Mm-hmm.
You know that you did wrong.
Yes, definitely.
And God will tell you also, mm-hmm, be like, you know, you wasn't right.
Yep.
You know, you need to go back and apologize. How many people been there?
Mm.
Know you going the wrong way, but God confronts you.
He yes, meets Lord.
You. He meets you like on the road been to there. Damascus. Apostle Paul could tell you that.
Yes.
So respect is due. And most of all, when I say I love God, I respect God.
Yes.
You know, I respect him so much, I don't want to do wrong. And when I'm doing wrong, I can go to him and say, Lord, you know what? Forgive me. I got a weakness right here. I need your help.
Yes.
And this is what a lot of us need to do. I don't care what sin you in, what you doing, what you think. You can't get off of those drugs. You can't be delivered. We serve a God that can get you from no matter where you at. He can meet you where
yes.
you are
mm-hmm.
if you're willing to give your life to him.
Yes,
he to can. Surrender it all.
Yes.
You know, you can't deliver yourself, but he can. Mm-hmm. So the foundation is God made marriage for a man and a woman. It's a firm foundation. You don't even have to struggle with that. You only have to try to figure out. Yep. I'm going to tell you what a real man is. Mm-hmm. Whatever you got between your legs, that's what God gave you.
Come on now.
You know, if you got a vagina, then you trying to tell me God made a mistake on you?
Yes.
God is not the author of confusion.
No, he's not.
God don't make mistakes. Mm-hmm. He don't have accidents.
No, he don't.
Somebody.
Yes,
whatever
right.
you got between your legs, that's what God intended to you. For you to be.
Yes, that's right.
If you were made a man, you're a man.
That's right.
You know the part that gets me when mm-hmm. you said transgender. Mm. Don't nobody know you're a transgender unless you tell them.
Yes, that's right.
You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Don't nobody know you gay unless mm-hmm. you tell them.
Yes.
Come on, somebody. Mm-hmm. But what you do in your own house, yes. that's your business.
Yes.
But when you openly showing it, that's the only reason we know that you gay. Mm-hmm. But in marriage, you don't even know. How do you know a straight man mm-hmm. or a straight woman?
Right. Mm-hmm.
You know, mm-hmm. some nowadays you don't even know unless they tell you that age. Some of them could be married and still, you know, playing both straddling the fence, mm-hmm. trying mm-hmm. to be a man and a woman.
Right.
You know, they don't know who they are. Mm-hmm. But when God made you and you give your life to him and you get born again.
Yes.
You a man.
That's right.
You a woman. You mm-hmm. know who you are.
Yes.
I know. I feel like. Let me just get this. I'm gonna let you
go ahead
say
now.
Some things.
Go ahead now.
I feel like once you get give your life to Christ, and He started to make you start to get born again, and you start to feel Him mm-hmm. and respect Him and love Him and look, man, when He wakes you up in the morning, you just love being there. No matter how tired, be like, Lord, I don't feel like praying tonight.
Yeah,
and He be like, I want to talk to you.
Yep, like get up. I need
but
to
when
talk.
I get up yep. and get in His presence, yes. oh man,
you feel
get
good in His once presence, you get into
you just,
His presence.
You know, Lord, yes. and then be real with Him. Yes. If anybody, I don't know who I'm talking to tonight,
right.
but when you get in God's presence and mm-hmm. you just say, Lord, you know what? I got a lot on my mind. Mm-hmm. I just want to tell you some things.
Yes.
You know, mm-hmm. You know, some people say that when you go pray to God, just thank Him and do all that. Mm-hmm. No, you don't always go to your earthly father and say, you know, Dad, I'm blessed every day. Mm-hmm. I'm happy every day. Mm-hmm. No, your father is there for you to listen.
Yes.
He wants to hear from you. You know what? Mm-hmm. God is so awesome and so great. That he want to take the time out to just listen to you.
Yes, he does.
Don't let the world put that on
That's
you.
That's right.
God want to hear everything about you because he already know you.
Yes,
you can't
he
lie
does.
To him. Mm-hmm. He just want to see if you're going to come to me and tell me the truth.
Yeah,
that's
right.
all. That's in a marriage.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
The wife wants the truth.
Yes.
The husband wants the truth. Yes. No matter what you did,
yep.
just tell me the
tell
truth.
Tell the truth, yes.
And that's the key to mm-hmm. marriage.
Yes, it is.
No matter what you're going through. You know, babe, I was weak. This woman almost got me. Mm-hmm. When you do that, this is where you keep the enemy out your house.
Not your when marriage.
You, out your marriage.
That's
out
right.
your house and your marriage.
That's right.
You know, so it's, but when you spend that time with God and you just tell him, you know, Lord, I need some help in this area. Mm-hmm. You know,
even
and
tell
he
the Lord
you
was weak. Or you
exactly.
tell the Lord that you had made a mistake or whatever that issue is, because he knows the thing is what gets us in trouble is not repenting,
mm-hmm.
not telling God the truth,
mm-hmm.
thinking we can come into his presence and lie, you know, when he knows us and he knows what he made. So, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So you go from loving him.
Yeah.
From love to loving him
mm-hmm.
and being intimate with the
yes.
Lord. You get that's a process.
Mm-hmm.
You come into his courts with thanksgiving and then you give him praise
yes.
and then you start to worship him
mm-hmm.
and then you start to. You know, I believe I'm getting to a point because when I was thinking about it, when we had our church open in Orlando, Florida, we seen heaven open up.
Yes.
And we seen supernatural.
Yes.
And I believe God, I think I was ahead of time. This mm-hmm. was like in
2004.
Yeah, 2004. I mean, the spirit in the church was so heavy mm-hmm. that I can't just go to anybody's church
mm-hmm.
because I seen how God operates.
We know and, what God
and,
can do.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And I want to, we seen angels.
Yes.
We went through that period.
Yes.
And I mean, the angels were so huge.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you could feel their presence and you know it's God.
God used us in deliverance.
Yes.
Yes. Deliverance.
And then,
yes.
I was getting ready to say, when we seen that heaven open up, I was mm-hmm. having dreams that heaven opened up.
Mm-hmm.
I had dreamed that I was going to be a fisherman of men, rows and rows of fish all around me.
Mm-hmm.
So that season, that time, when God show you things it don't come to pass in our time, it come to pass in his time.
Yes.
But you know what I feel right now? We getting ready for the master's use.
Yes, that's right.
He's the one that promotes you. He's the one that elevates you.
Yes.
When God ready to open the door for you, you just be ready.
Mm-hmm.
And say, you know what, Lord, when he, who did he call in there? He said, just say, yes, Lord.
Yes.
You know what I'm saying? And that's, I believe that season is coming. And that day is coming. Them doors are about to open when God said, you know what? I'm ready for you.
Mm-hmm.
Why? Because I'm ready for the master's use.
Yes.
And when we get ready for the master's use, he's going to open doors to you.
Yes.
I didn't even plan to say that's that good. Tonight.
I wanted to say something.
But go ahead. Over there. You can say whatever you want to say.
I wanted to say, because I feel the Holy Spirit is telling me to say, you know, leading me to say this, is that, you know, the reason why there's so many like end time marriage ministries right now, and us, you know, I'm not saying we're included in them, but I'm just saying that God is doing this, is because he wants to make sure that our children's children, you know that marriage was meant for a husband and a wife.
Yes.
It was meant for a man and a woman. It wasn't meant for what's going on today. And what's happening today is people are making this thing popular with being with a woman and a woman and a man and a man because of the influence of the people that they like. They might like some songs they did. They might like some things they're doing. And so therefore they're like, okay, well, that's the lifestyle that I'm supposed to lead. Mm-hmm. And that's not the lifestyle that our children's children is supposed to lead. Our children's children need to know that marriage is important to God and what marriage is and why God actually made marriage. And so that's why we are teaching and preaching so much on marriage, because marriage is a super important entity that God has put together. He's put it together for the man and the woman to be together, to learn how to walk together, to learn how to love each other, respect each other, and walk hand in hand until the end, till he's done with your youth, with the use of you, like you're saying, ready for the master's use.
Yes.
And so we're supposed to come here and we're supposed to replenish the earth and multiply, you know, but there's a lot of stuff going on that's not of him and has nothing to do with him. And so therefore, that's why we have to teach and preach this in this time. And have the books and write the books and all of those kind of things. Because if God got some books in you, you need to get them books out of you. And you need to start writing those books. You need to start getting on the ministry in which God has given you. Because our children's children is going to need it. They going to need it. With what's going on today, I just don't know. You know, so yeah, I need to say that.
I'm glad you said that. I wanted to share this too. When I was talking about the church we had and stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
I was preaching a lot on the supernatural. And I kept telling people, and some people don't believe it. Don't you know you got power over death? Death is a spirit. Life, and that's why he tell you life and death is in the power of your tongue. Whatever you speak, that's what it's going to be.
Yes.
So you got power over death. And the reason I say that, this wasn't planned tonight, but I got to let the Holy Spirit just help me, Father. You know, when you led by the Spirit, when you get that spirit in you and you really led by the Spirit of God, you speak those things in Hebrews. It says, speak those things as though they are. When you speak it by faith, it's done. When you believe, nobody can mess with your free will. Not God, not the devil. So it's all depends on your free will, your belief system.
Mm-hmm.
When you speak a thing, if you got cancer or whatever it may be, you go to the doctor and you find out that what the test results are. Once you find out you got it, you're supposed to start praying, start seeking God, faith, start believing God, knowing that you have supernatural power. And marriage is supernatural too. You don't understand. We're dealing with a whole realm here.
Yes.
As Dr. Lemoore Thompson said today, everything you do in life is a seed. It is a seed.
Yes, it is.
Your word that you speak out your mouth is a seed.
Yes.
That's why you got power over death.
Yes.
You speak it. You got to speak life into yourself. Mm-hmm. You got to have people around you speaking life into you.
Yes.
You know, and the word of God is life.
Yes.
When you read the Bible, you can't read it like a regular book. You got to read it because it's life.
Yes.
Life and death is in the power of your tongue. What we speak. That's what we speak in tonight. Life over marriages.
Yes.
That's why God wants us to speak this tonight. He says, speak it over your marriage. Speak it over whatever you desire in this season. Speak it.
Yes.
By faith and believe and don't waver on it.
Yes.
So speak it. So that's tonight. You know, I'm concerned. I'm concerned about my grown children, my grandchildren, and future generations, that we they're going to look back over these videos or whatever, these podcasts, and say, you know what? That's my grandfather and that's my grandma.
That's right.
And they lived this.
That's right.
They lived this.
Yes.
You know,
and marriage they was is married. Important.
We've been married now, what, 33 years?
33 years.
Mm-hmm. And faithful because of yes. God. Mm-hmm. God kept us together. And that's what we're trying to show to you tonight. You can have the same type of marriage we have. Mm-hmm. And I believe Dr. Leroy Thompson, he's been married 52 years. Mm-hmm. That's why we sow into his ministry. Yes. We sow into his ministry because he lives it.
Yes.
You got to find a man of God and a woman of God that lives this.
Yes.
And then you sow into it.
Yes.
You see it. You know it's something about them. I've been around pastors that, man, I remember growing up. I don't know why God take
it. All right, go ahead. Do what God wants you to do.
When I was growing up, his name was Reverend Pritchett. And when that man started preaching, you know, he started all slow. But then when the Holy Spirit hits him, he take off. And man, the church just started rocking. You could feel the Spirit come in. And this man, the choir could sing and all that. You don't get churches, a lot of churches like that nowadays, you know, that is really a powerful move of God and people get healed, mm-hmm. delivered and set free.
Yes.
And that's what you want in your ministry. You want a faithful man and woman of God and find, you know, when God leads you to them, sow into them. And
yes.
respect them and learn from them and grow from them. That's the same way marriage is.
Yes.
When you get married to a woman and a man, you come together and you come in agreement.
Yes.
And you say, you know what? We're going to do this thing together.
Yes.
You know what I'm saying?
Understand that it takes time.
Process.
Yes. Everything is a process. People think mm-hmm. they're supposed to get married and this magical thing happens and you automatically won and everything automatically comes together. But it takes time mm-hmm. because you have to learn each other. And even we've been married 33 years, we're still learning things about
yes.
each other.
Yes.
It should always be something that you learn that's new. Some people get mm-hmm. so complacent in a relationship, they be like, what I need to do this for him, or what I need to do that for them. And it's like, oh, wow, why take that kind of attitude? I don't care how long you've been together. You know, I don't care how long me and my husband been together right now. My husband is fascinating to me. Like I said, it's mine. It's the things that he think of sometimes and some of the things that he does. And, you know, it should always be something that you get that's new in your marriage. I don't care how long you've been married, you know, but a lot of people, like I said, they get complacent
yes.
and they don't know how to get out of that. And they don't understand how important marriage is, because who waits 30 and 40 years and decide they want to get a divorce? Like, who won't yes. want you after 30 or 40 years? Mm-hmm. You've been with this person this long. Who really gonna want you, really? So I'm sure there's probably somebody out there who do, but probably will not be, you know what I'm saying, the way it probably was within your the walls of your marriage. And instead of you leaving it, you should be trying to renew it. Get with God to help God, so God can help you to renew what you already have. Mm-hmm. You know, so anyway. Yeah.
So, you know, the strong foundation for us when we got married, you know, is, you know, it was love.
Of course,
we loved it.
Was.
Hold on. Now, I'm working on it now. Help me.
What you
spirit.
Trying to say?
I'm
no,
just saying.
Go ahead. Good. I'm sorry.
But stop playing.
I'm serious.
No, I'm playing. I was just joking. No. Yeah, but it's love. And it was a process, because when we was young, we was going through some of
a lot of things.
Arguing.
Yes.
All kind of stuff.
The mistrust, the argument, the, the this, the that, the stupid little silly things that you go through, you know, dating, and then you get into a marriage, because it's still a dating process. It's still a process when you get into a marriage.
You gotta,
nothing is perfect.
Like you always say, I love what you say. You always say, the respect. Keep the respect
keep
level high.
Keep the respect
high.
Level high.
Yeah.
No
you,
matter
you know, because
what.
You can lose respect for a person.
Yes, you can
when you
very
start,
quickly.
And then this is a good key for somebody out there tonight. Mm. When you start thinking, letting somebody treat you differently. Mm-hmm. You know, when somebody come with a first, they wanted you. They do all this stuff for you.
Wine, to get you
dine,
yes,
you and all this
everything
kind of
to
stuff.
Get you.
Yeah. So then when they feel as though once they got
you
and had sex with you and all this, mm-hmm. they feel as though they can treat you any kind of way. They
yes.
disrespect you.
Yes.
But no.
Yes.
You got to know that. You got to let them know right off the bat.
That's that, some boundaries.
That's right.
Mm-hmm.
And I had wrote something down for that.
Right.
So
all right.
I think I'll go there tonight.
You're right. Go ahead.
You know, we was talking about tonight.
Mm-hmm.
I just want to make it clear. You know, I want you to have a strong foundation for family and for your marriage.
Yes.
And this, and God designed it.
Yes.
I had to go back to that.
Yes.
God wants you to know he designed marriage, not
right.
man.
Yes.
You know, he designed it.
Mm-hmm.
So you can you know, have children and multiply and
mm-hmm.
what God has called us to do. Amen.
Amen.
But I want to share this part with you. Well, I have some more stuff here. All right, let me just read this here. Hallelujah. I wrote it down again. Okay, I got three purposes for marriage.
Mm-hmm.
So number one was companionship. You know, God wanted man to have, that's why he made Eve for mm-hmm. Adam.
Yes.
He wanted man to have companionship,
mm-hmm.
you know, and then he wanted us, number two was to procreate.
Yes.
You know, that's to multiply, you know.
To join in creation.
Exactly.
Yes. Help me, honey. Okay.
You might, I say my better half. Number yeah. three, redemption.
Mm-hmm.
You know, God was bringing us back to him.
What yes.
he intended marriage
yes.
to be. You know, really, you know, Adam and Eve, they, you know, when the Satan stepped in, sin stepped in to, when they sin, they fail.
Mm-hmm.
God bringing man back to him.
Yes.
Redemption.
Yes.
Redemption.
That's why was, when Jesus died yes. on the cross, now God says, you know, he's coming back for his bride, which
yes.
would be the body of Christ.
Yes.
So that's why marriage is important to him, because mm-hmm. marriage looks like him loving us the way that a husband should love his wife.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and that's why God talks to the husband and say, husband, this is the way I want you to love your wife, because this is how I love you all.
Yes. So it was redemption and then mm-hmm. for a relationship with God.
Yes.
For us to have that door open through Jesus,
mm-hmm.
that we could fall back in love with God again.
Yes.
You know, he is the, you know, the groom and we the bride.
Yes, right.
So that's have that relationship to fall back in love with God.
Mm-hmm.
Hallelujah.
So how should a bride actually be? Think about it.
Mm-hmm.
If he's the groom and we're the bride, okay, we can't be caught with blemishes.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, we're not perfect. And yeah, we're going to be doing some things, but as long as we keep that repentance,
yes,
you know what I'm saying? Which is that respect, that high level, keep that repentance high. The mm-hmm. same way you keep that respect high.
Yes.
Because you're respecting God when you repent of things you know you've done.
Mm-hmm.
You know, when he does come back, you it shouldn't be no issue for you to go with him when he comes. Look at all this crazy stuff that's going on. Look at what's going on in Israel right now. What's going on in, what is it, Israel with Gaza and all them, and the fighting and everything. It's crazy what's going on. You know, the Bible tells us clearly that these things will happen in the end time. So we are definitely in that end time. So that's why we always want to keep repentance, you know, in our heart. So if we're doing anything we shouldn't be doing, we should be doing that every morning when we talk to God.
Yes. And that's what it's all about.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and I wrote this one down. It says God created marriage for unconditional love.
Yes.
You know what I'm saying? When
yes.
he said the marriage bed is undefiled.
Mm-hmm.
That means, I just did came to me. That means you really can, when you married, that's the only time you're supposed to really get your freak on.
Oh, Lord Jesus.
yeah, that's the only time you really supposed to get your freak on.
Oh, Lord
when
Jesus.
You marry, because they say God created marriage, unconditional love.
Yeah.
Because really, nobody knows what's going on in your bedroom. That's between you and your husband.
Yes.
And nobody else should be in there, just you and your husband and God.
That's
he
it.
Sees everything.
Mm-hmm.
And then he said he made marriage to multiply and replenish the earth. And it says, I have this here. When we learn how to put our spouse first, that's what a lot of people, you know, you become one flesh.
That's good.
That means you put that person first.
Mm-hmm.
You had to start thinking about them. You had to start giving up some things, the old man, the old life.
Yes.
And start becoming one with your spouse.
Mm-hmm.
So you had to, that's a learned behavior, because a lot of people in the beginning, they don't want to give up.
No,
they don't want to stop hanging around their boys. They don't want to
stop
going to the club,
yes.
or drinking or smoking,
yes.
or doing all the stuff that they do. They don't want to give that up.
It's like hey, people I don't understand. Yeah, they don't understand that marriage is for you to grow up now.
Mm-hmm.
Like when you get married, you should be grown in that marriage. It shouldn't be no kid stuff still kind of going on.
Mm-hmm.
And no stuff from when you were dating, because some people like to bring dating into their marriage. They like to bring the person that they dated before into their marriage. And because they haven't let that person go, they haven't let go of the spirit of that person. They have, you know, sometimes, you know, when we get into relationships before we got married, you know, if I was in a relationship too before I got married, you what? Could sometimes carry up before I yeah,
I'm
of course you was in a few too. Okay. He's trying to act surprised.
I didn't believe that. No, I just got you back there.
I'm just saying that you sometimes can take that soul tie you done had
yes.
with that person and bring it into your new marriage.
Mm-hmm.
And then the next thing you know, you're going through all kinds of stuff because you expecting this person to be like that person.
Mm-hmm.
Well, that person is not like that person. So you shouldn't carry any of that into your new marriage. You got to release all that stuff and let all that stuff go.
Yeah.
You know, a lot of people say, well, how do they do that?
Yes.
You got to surrender it to God.
Mm-hmm.
You got to give that over to him and say, God, you know what? This person did this for me and that for me, and I like the way they did this and did that. But I know I'm in this relationship or this marriage with this new person, Lord. Help me to, you know, sir, I surrender it all to you. And I don't no longer want that other person in my life. I'm ready to take on my new person, the new person in my life. Sometimes we do not tell ourselves or God that we are ready to be in this new relationship or this new marriage with this person. And we don't say, God, I accept everything about this person. I accept this whole journey of whatever, you know, is going to happen in this new relationship or this new marriage that you have given me, you know, or just marriage period. If you've never been married, you know, and say goodbye to your past and goodbye to that other person that you were with and that spirit that that person might have had and the things you went through with them. Forget all of that, you know, and you have to sometimes turn to your spouse and say, you know what, honey? You know, my heart belongs to you. Now, I'm going to be honest with you. Now, I got married to my husband. We've been married, have been married for about 5 years, maybe 6 years into my marriage. And I still had feelings for this other person. You know, the time we were dating, when we got married, and one morning, it was just like weighing so heavy in my spirit. And I had to look at myself, number one, go to God. And then go to my husband and tell my husband, number one, what I was feeling and tell him I accept everything about him and I accept everything, all the journey that's going to come with him, everything. And once I did that, now this is after having kids and everything. And once I did that and decided, God, I'm giving my whole heart to my husband. Everything in me goes to him. Oh my God, it opened up a big window of everything in my marriage. It really, really did. It opened my eyes, it opened me. It opened to me up to be free to be with him and to be, I don't know, just free, okay, in my spirit. Because sometimes we women, we are so emotional and we want to hold on to that old boyfriend or that old whatever situation, woman, whatever that was in your life, you know, if you're a man. And we hold on to those old relationships and we still take those relationships into new marriages, like I said, or even a new dating situation. You'll take that in because you were so used to that. And now that God is giving you somebody new, because my husband was new and he was something that I had, he was a person I've never been with before because he was from the country. You know, like I told you, I grew up in Philly, you know, so between Philly and Jersey, you know what I mean? I was, you know, a Philly girl. So I was used to bad boy relationships, you know, bad boys all the time, you know what I mean? And those kind of things. So I had to get rid of all of that stuff and let that mess go. And say, you know what? I accept my husband for who he is. And I accept the marriage and relationship that God, you have given me because you told me this was my husband. So now I give my whole heart to him. Now help me to, you know, to move on and get, you know, and keep it moving. And that's exactly what he did. OMG. That was the best thing that I could have ever done. Sometimes we're at a crossroad and all we need to do is just make that decision. Make that change, like Michael Jackson said, make the change and make the decision and say, you know what? This is my decision today and I'm going with it and I'm going to go with it. I don't care what goes on within it, within the walls of it. I'm not going to let this go. And that's how it's been.
Yep. That's good.
I just had to say that. I'm sorry.
Fine. Nope.
It just made my marriage so new. That's all.
You got to let go and let God.
God help me.
Something you just said, like I said before, let me read this. He says, when we learn how to put our spouse first, that means lay down your old life.
Yeah, see?
Yeah, it means lay down your old
life. I had to lay it down. Had to get rid of it. It was no good. It was toxic. Okay, that person was toxic, you know, and thank God to this day, because I've heard some things, totally was toxic. So I'm grateful now that I'm in this loving relationship with this wonderful man that treats me like a queen. I mean, all the time. I you know, I say certain things and sometimes I get a little angry with him sometimes, but you know what? That's how it's supposed to go.
Yes, she do.
That's marriage. You know what I mean? Nobody is perfect. So don't ever think you have to have this perfect relationship. So you just don't. God is there with you. You just need to ask him for the help to help you with whatever's going on.
You know, and that's the key, what you said. When you lay down, start to lay down your old life and the way you used to. You know, all that fussing and arguing and fighting and all that.
And it stopped all of that.
Then you learn how to.
It did. It stopped all of that.
Once you lay down all that and you give up your old life.
Yes.
You got to then start keeping your focus on the success of your spouse.
Yeah.
Putting her first.
Yeah.
Putting him first.
Sometimes
and
you
when
just
you start to do that, you build a better relationship, a better marriage.
You do. Sometimes you're just afraid to let go. That's what it is. Some people are afraid to let that go and to go into new territory. You know what I mean? Go into the territory in which God is sending you. You know, open your heart to a different color. God may not be sending you a black man. He might be sending you a white man. He might be sending you a Spanish man, a Chinese man. You just don't know what the package is going to come in. But be open to what God has for you. You know, God has someone for you that is going to love you, you know, beyond, you know, what we think. And like I said, the road that we sometimes want to just stay on. I don't know what the Holy Spirit got me on this. But you just want to stay on that road and you don't want to open your mind up or your spirit up to what God might want to have for you. He may have another man that loves you. And like I said, coming in a whole different package that love you way better than what you keep looking at. And that's why you probably keep going into those same doors, meeting them same kind of people, because you're not opening up yourself enough so God can send in what he has.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's good. So, and I wrote this down. It says work on a lot of time in marriage. We don't think about it.
Mm-hmm.
Working on making the other spouse happy.
Yes.
Talking, spending time with them. A lot of women, you hear them, they talk about it. Say, oh, he don't spend enough time with me. He don't talk to me. You know, he don't do that. But you got to work on that.
Yes.
You know, when you start getting children, going to work and stuff like that, you got to make time for each other. Though the enemy gets in. You know, you got to start making time. It's all right to be happy. It's all right to talk. Take time to laugh. In marriage, marriage is not all we so serious that we can't enjoy one another. God put us together to enjoy one another. Sometimes you're going to have some rough patches, some hard times, some trials and tribulation that the Bible says we go through. But then you got to work through those things. You got to have some good days too. You got to be happy.
Yes, Lord.
You know, you want to talk, laugh, spend time together. Talk about, man, you remember like tonight, what we used to do, but we don't do those things anymore. You know, but we still have fun. What? We have fun in God, in Christ.
Yes.
We have fun in our marriage. Why? We learn how to share, compromise, put up with one another's nonsense, and do whatever needs to be done. Not saying, you know, you do one thing, I kick you to the curb, or I want a divorce. No, you work through these things. Why? You put it, you know what? People don't look at marriage as an investment. If you take all your money and you put into this one thing, And what, you ain't gonna try to see it through to the end? Yeah, you wanna see it. You wanna make sure I got all my money into this, or I put all my time into this.
Yeah,
I wanna make sure it works out. You know, that both of us can and learn something in this marriage and grow from this and take it all the way to the end.
Yeah,
and that's the way a lot of people would say, if you really love God and you in it for the long haul, you wanna see this thing all the way through.
Yes,
you wanna make it all the way to the end.
Mm-hmm.
Why? Because I want to stick with God.
Yes,
you know,
that's right.
My foundation is laid with him now through the word of God. You know, if I just keep reading, keep praying, keep spending time with him, keep working on my relationship with God, he'll help me work on my relationship with my wife. If you didn't get that, that was a key.
Come on now. That's good.
You know, put it in God's hand. That's what I'm saying. When you know you can't figure it out, and you got some problems or you need an answer, go to God. Put it in God's hands. And that's where your foundation should always stand. When that husband of yours don't want to do right or that wife, grab their hand and go to God.
Yes.
No, we need to go to something ain't right. Something don't feel right. You're not acting right.
Yes.
You know, let's pray about this.
Mm-hmm.
And that's why God was saying, don't get involved with people unequally yoked. Because if you're on the same path, like me and my wife, both of us love God. So We don't have to fight to go to him.
No, we don't.
You know, we can go to him together and say, you know what, Lord, we need you to intervene in this situation. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And that's what it's all about. When you build that strong family foundation, that family's supposed to be there. And this is one part here. It finally came back to me.
All right. Spirit. Thank you, Jesus.
No. This is what, when I said I was strong, I would always tell my kids, I believe, you know, they would say back in the day, blood is thicker than water. And that's what I laid some of my foundation on, integrity. You know, if I tell somebody I'm going to do something, I'm going to do it. If I say I'm going to do it, I'm going to do it, because that's how we was raised up in the country. You know, a man is only known by his words.
Yes.
So anyway, you know, in the same way when I gave my life to the Lord, you know, Lord, I know I go through some things and I say some things, But Lord, keep your hands upon me, because I want to be kept. I want to be going the right way. I want to be, you know, you ever say to God sometime, I just want to be pleasing to you, Father. Did I please you most of all? You know, and that's what it's all about in the marriage. And I like, you know, babe, we can work through this.
Yes.
With God, help me, Holy Spirit. You know, sometimes you don't know what to say, you know what to do. You say, Lord, help me get out of this situation. How much time we have left?
We got plenty of time.
Okay, I want to share these then.
Okay.
I wasn't going to share it tonight, but I am. It says how to set boundaries, you know, how to set boundaries. And the reason I was talking about this one tonight, setting boundaries, is I see a lot of people, if you don't have the word of God, you need to get you a Bible and start reading it. That's why God put the Ten Commandments in there. That's why God have rules and laws and stuff. So in your marriage, you got a right to set boundaries, but you got to make sure your boundaries, I put number one down. Number one is clear communications with regard to the outlining what is important in the marriage, and to be specific. It's the same way you want to be with God. When you go to God in prayer, you want to be clear. You want to communicate what your problem is. Be specific. You know, let God know what's really going on in your marriage, in your life.
Exactly.
Being clear. Learn how to communicate. Sometimes we don't. And then, you know, it's funny because you see a lot of people. A lot of people, they say, a lot of people say, you know what? I don't know how to talk to God.
Yes.
You know, you hear that all the time. I don't know what to say to God.
I don't know what to say.
You say you talk to God just like you talk to anybody else, but you talk to him with respect.
Yes.
Or let me just, the way you talk to your parents.
Yes.
Now, you shouldn't be going to your parents, cussing them out and all this. So you come to God with respect. So if you're a man and a woman of God, you got to set boundaries. And what I mean by that, you set them so a person knows that, you know, you're not going to do certain things. You know what I'm saying? I love God. I'm not sleeping with you before marriage. I'm not doing, I'm not going to be stealing, robbing, cheating, and doing all the things that the world does. So you got boundaries set. When you know a person trying to lead you that way, you need to get out of it. And a lot of people don't see the flags. You know, they want to stay there and, I don't know. He might be sinning. It may not be that way, or whatever it may be. He's all right. But you see the warning signs. The person is leading you the wrong way. So you got to let them know, I'm not that type of woman. I'm not that type of man. I don't want that type of person in my life. So you got to get out of, you got to get away from that. Once you see the signs, because you sowing, you spend the time, you putting time into something that's bad. You sowing into bad ground, as I would say. So you want to be clear, learn how to communicate, let people know what you stand for, what you believe, and don't turn back. Stand on
Well, I think that that's something you should do also too when dating, you know, because you need to also let people know what you're looking for in a spouse.
Yes.
Because a lot of people be like, okay, well, I got married to this person and they ain't nothing that I thought they were. Well, what do you mean? You were supposed to be interviewing them. That's what dating is, an interview, to make sure what it is that they are looking for and what you're looking for. So that way you're on one accord. People don't understand sometimes what don't be unequally yoked means. Don't be unequally yoked just means don't be a person who love God versus, and then you go marry a person who don't. If you marry a person who don't know God and don't love God, then you got to help them learn, and then that's going to be a whole lot of work. But if that person already has a foundation of God and you got a foundation of God, then you can work together to build your foundation and make it even greater, you know? But if you are dealing with a person who is all the way out here and you all the way over here, then you just want to have a lot of problems trying to bring all that in together. That's just a lot of work. And I mean, you know, you shouldn't want all that.
Yeah, that's it.
Yeah.
Number two, remain truthful in your, when you set these boundaries, don't go back. Don't go back on your word. This is what you believe. This is what you stand for. So remain truthful, honest, and open about your desires.
Yes.
This is what I expect of, you know, you say you're a man of God. This is what I expect from you. This is what the Bible say. I'm asking, you know, you need to stand on that word. You need, this is what you said you are. This is what you need to be.
Right.
So you, as a woman, you got to expect that from a man. This is what I want. I want a man to go out there and work. I want a man to provide for us. I want a man to take care of us. I want a man to pray, seek God's face. We need to be, and we in this together.
Yes.
You know what I'm saying?
And then whatever that man is seeking as far as what his standards are.
Yes.
He want a woman that knows how to clean and cook clean, or whatever it is that she does.
You put it all on the table.
Yeah, y'all both put it all on the table, and then you see if you can handle what he wants you to do, and then he can see if he can handle what you want him to do. Mm-hmm. You know, that's how that should be.
Yeah. Looking out for each other's desires. Seeing
if y'all both wanting to go the same way.
Yeah, definitely. The same direction.
Definitely. Yes.
Mm-hmm. Number three, this is what a lot of people make a mistake.
Mm-hmm.
They don't listen fully to your spouse desires and needs.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes people, husbands or whatever, don't even want to hear, you know, I heard you, babe, I'm out.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
yeah,
they're not even listening.
Yeah.
But when you got to learn how to listen to what a person is saying.
Mm-hmm.
And then look out for them. That's putting her first, putting your spouse first, your husband first, looking out for their best interests. You know, a spouse, their desires, their needs.
Right.
How many people ever think about that, thinking about somebody else instead mm-hmm. of just thinking about yourself all the time?
Yeah. But not only just that, you also too need to be listening, because your spouse could be screaming something on a constant basis. You don't listen. That person get mad, pack up and leave. And then you say, oh, well, what happened?
Mm-hmm.
What you mean, what happened? They've been telling you the whole time how they felt. You just wasn't listening. Mm-hmm. So you can't be surprised. So in order to not be surprised, yeah, we need to open up our ears. Why he gave us two ears and one mouth, so we can listen more.
And that's what it said, listening to their desires and their needs.
Yeah, I want to read something real quick. Let me read this real fast. Matthew 7:24 says, everyone then who hears these words of mine and does them will be like a wise man who built his house on the rock. So if you listen more on in your marriage and you listen to God, you put him first. You listen to how a marriage is supposed to be. The Bible clearly tells you everything about the what God wants in the marriage. Okay. And if you and your spouse, the one you choose, or he choose you, and y'all want to go that way and y'all go in the same direction, then you need to listen to the words of God when it comes to marriage and what a wife's supposed to do. Because you got so many wives out here not putting out for their husbands. And you know, and then expect their husbands to still want to be in love with them and want to come home to them. Some of these husbands are going veering off, and they going to different places and doing things they ain't got no business doing, because the wife is not giving the husband what the husband need and desire. Mm-hmm. And you have to be ready for that. This is all the things that come to me. People say, oh, you know what? I want to be married. I want to be married. But then some stuff, they don't want to put up with the man. Mm-hmm. They don't want to clean up after him. They don't want to have sex with him. They don't want to do this or do that for him and all these different things. But how you want a husband then? You don't want no husband. You just want to be alone. Just be by yourself if you're not willing to put the work in with that man. Because a man comes with a lot of things. You know what I mean? Just like a woman can come with a lot of stuff. You know, it depends on what the baggage is, you know, from previous relationships like we were just talking about. But you have to be willing and ready for those things. You can't just be turning your husband down on a constant basis. Somebody you don't want no sex when that comes with being married.
Yep, that's it. Number four is be willing to meet in the middle.
Yes.
After all, marriage is about compromising.
Yes.
Yeah. You got to learn in marriage, like you said, you got to learn how to compromise, meet in the middle. Yes. You're not going to always get your way. So meet in the middle.
Mm-hmm.
Work these things out. Compromise. It's all right.
Yeah.
You know, yeah, I can't do it today, but I can do it tomorrow.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so you work on these things together. So you learn how to compromise. Number five, spending time. I said it again. Spending time is a big thing.
Oh my God. The biggest thing.
And spending time. And they want time.
And it's still the same. It has not changed. It's always, if the husband ain't spending enough time with the wife, then the wife will find that somebody else will come along, wants to spend the time with the wife that the husband's not spending because he's at work. And then the next thing you know, the woman is off doing things she shouldn't do with this man because her husband's trying to work and take care of the home. We got to figure this thing out. This thing is weird. It's weird. It's been like that from the day one since Eve in the garden talking to the devil. Go ahead, honey.
No, you good.
It's not changed. I mean, it's still, the women are still doing this stuff.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? We can't wait on the husband to come home or wait, you know, to be able to spend that time together and stuff. But also the man, okay, on the same hand, can't just put work before everything and everybody. You have to have time for your wife the same way you want the sex, the same way that man needs to have that time.
Mm-hmm. But what we're giving you tonight, what you said, set these boundaries. Mm-hmm. These boundaries will help you. Because look here, you got clear communication, remaining truthfully, listening fully, be willing to meet in the middle, spending time. This is what time does if you do it right. Mm-hmm. Spending time identifying what is important to you in the marriage. Mm-hmm. A lot of people don't spend enough time with each other to know what is important to the other person.
Yes.
You know, once you spend enough time with that person, you can see, you know what, this has been the, is this possible? This has been the problem all this time. Mm-hmm. That's why we don't get along, because you haven't identified what the problem is. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Maybe she, something happened in her life that she didn't get over. Like mm-hmm. you said, or something happened in his life that you didn't get over. But if you can sit down and spend, the enemy is trying to steal time from you because he already see what you're doing, so he want to keep you blind with it. Mm-hmm. But if you can spend enough time in God's presence and with your spouse, God can reveal that to you. I know Dr. Leroy Thompson said revelation knowledge. Mm-hmm. That's what it was. That's what it is. God will give you revelation knowledge. If you spend time with him and spend time with your spouse, you can see what that problem is. Then you can learn, you know how to pray about it. Mm-hmm. And God will tell you how to get up. He'll give you a way of escape out of that situation. So spend time identifying what is important to you and your spouse in the marriage. Number six, my last one. You know what boundaries does? Boundaries tell your spouse what's acceptable and what's not. Mm-hmm. And that's what you do when you set boundaries in the same way with the enemy. You let the enemy know what you're going to accept and what you're not going to accept. Mm-hmm. And when you know the word of God, that's what it is. You know you shouldn't steal or kill or do these things because you got that boundary there.
Yes.
You know, I'm not going to lie to you. I'm going to tell you the truth. Mm-hmm. I'm standing on the word of God. God gave me the standard, the boundaries, and I'm not going to go against God.
Yes.
I'm not going to go against my wife when somebody comes to me and I say, girl, I can't do that. Mm-hmm. I got a boundary. I got something that I live by. I can stand on that word of God. And that's when God will keep me, because I know a lot of people don't know. When you get off the path, that's when the enemy got all rights to intervene.
Yes. He has all rights to a marriage that is not dedicated and not, what do you call it? Not in connection with God. Mm-hmm. That the enemy has all rights to you when you're not connected to God. You know, yes. He really does. So that's why you want your marriage to be connected. You want God to be the head of it. You want him to be that third cord. You know, the Bible says a threefold cord is not easily broken. And so you need that, because God is that, he completes the circle of the marriage. Yes. You know, him being first and then the husband and then the wife, that completes the circle. You know, and then the family, of course, you know, all that comes and those things. But if your marriage is not consecrated to him, or your relationship in any way, shape, or form, y'all don't bring up God, y'all don't pray, y'all don't talk to God, y'all don't say nothing about God, y'all just in this worldly relationship, and you expect for your relationship to be good, you're going to have a whole lot of problems. You know, and there's a lot of worldly relationships. You know, people don't care about no God. They don't care about, you know, who he is and what he can do or none of that. All they care about is what they want at that particular moment from that person. And you don't want to be in a relationship like that. You just don't. It's just, it won't last. What you do for Christ will last.
Yes.
What you have in the Lord will last. Mm-hmm. He will cover you. He will keep you, your family, you, anything you do, whatever you put your hands on, whatever you and your husband is working on, God will make your marriage happy. He will make it joyful. All of those things. He is all of those things. And who don't want that in their marriage or in their relationship? Mm-hmm. If you don't want none of that, something wrong with you.
Yes.
That's all I'm gonna say. Something is wrong with you if you don't want none of that. Yeah. You know,
you got to keep God first.
Keep God
stand
first
on his word
and repentance. Keep repentance up there with respect.
Yes.
Because when you do something and you know, don't not go to God and say, God, I'm sorry for this thing that I did or I said. And especially if you're married, you know, even if you're dating and you and that person is on the path to God, you wanted to ask God for forgiveness for things you might have said or done, you know, and then go to your spouse and apologize to them for the things that you might have said or done that hurt their feelings. And then, you know, God will open up, you know, that person's heart to forgive you. And then y'all can keep going and moving on in your marriage. But some people will cause a rift in their marriage that they feel like they can't come back from, and don't even try to go to God to ask God for repentance. Yes. And or their spouse for forgiveness, and then next thing you know, they don't ruin the marriage. You know, mm-hmm. God don't want us doing that. He wants us to have happy, long-lasting, strong marriages. But we have to want God in our life. We have to want him. We have to desire him. We have to give him our time. Sometimes if we take that time to spend with God, God will have our spouses to spend that same time with us. You know, you ever thought that maybe because you don't spend time with God is why you're probably your husband's so busy or your wife's so busy and can't spend time with you? But if you spend time in prayer talking to God and saying, God, you know what? I want my wife or my husband to really spend more time with me because they're doing too much. You know, they're working too much. They, you know, whatever is going on, God can calm that on down and bring that person back into that household to be able to spend that time with you. Mm-hmm. What Amen. We need to remember is God owns all of this.
God is in control.
The earth is the Lord's and mm-hmm. the fullness thereof. That means he owns you. He owns your job. He owns the money you get. He owns the house you live in. He owns the land we own. He owns our mothers, our fathers, our brothers, our sisters. He owns it all. Every job, every building, everything that's on this planet, he owns it, even the devil. So you mean to tell me, oh, I feel the Holy Ghost. And you mean to tell me you can't go to him and ask him for some things or ask him to turn some things around or to change something? He could do anything. He put you here. He owned you. Yes. So there's nothing that we can't do.
Nothing.
You know what I'm saying? With God involved, you know, what he says, you know, he strengthens us. He strengthens us. We can do all things through him who strengthens us.
Yes.
So if you start thinking that everything that's here, he knows everything that's going on. He owns everyone, because if he took us all off this earth right this second, don't you know all these things that are sitting here right now around us goes right back to him?
Yep. It's all
it goes back to him. So what is our problem? We got to fix that. And yes. we have to let our sons and daughters know how important marriage and relationships are. We need to preach it from the rooftops. We need to let our young ladies know, you know, that it's not okay to be out there with other women and you know, women and women together. Our sons, that it's not okay for a man and a man to be together. We need to let them know that, no, God created a man and a woman to build a family and to replenish this earth. And that's why we are here. And God will use that husband and wife for his purposes, Amen. His purposes in the earth. So Amen. We got to remember all that.
Glory to God.
Anyway.
Yes.
We done?
We done.
That's why marriage is important to God. And yes. that's why it's so important for us in this end time to preach and teach these messages on being married and being happily married. God wants all of us to be happily married. Mm-hmm. I mean, with the right person and with the right, you know, with the right situation in which God, you know, put in this earth. Mm-hmm. So, you know, we just want to thank you guys for joining us tonight in the yes. cafe. We love y'all. We are grateful that you come, that you take the time to show up to listen to us. We are going to continue to preach this thing until we can't preach it no more, till the roof blows off. That's what we're going to do, because we have to really get it into our sons and our daughters that marriage is important and God wants us to have it if we want to be married.
And marriage should be important to you.
Yes, it should.
Let's pray out.
All right, let's go.
Touching and agreeing.
Hallelujah.
Dear Father, we just thank you tonight.
Thank you, Lord.
Before you, as humble as we know how.
Yes.
We thank you for the word tonight, Lord. We pray for each and every marriage tonight.
Yes, we do.
Each person that's listening to us tonight.
Yes, and those looking to be married.
Yes, and those looking to be married.
Yes, Lord.
Yes, Lord. So, Lord, we thank you. We thank you about set boundaries.
Yes,
we thank you for your word tonight. Just building a strong foundation about man and woman being married.
Yes, Lord.
So, Lord, we're praying that you keep your hands on all of us tonight,
yes.
Lord.
And continue to make marriage important.
Yes.
To all of us.
To all of us.
Yes.
And look, we know it's important to you, Father.
Yes,
so, Lord, we thank you tonight.
We thank you.
We give you the praise, honor, and the glory. Thank you again for the word. Thank you for all the listeners. In Jesus' name.
Jesus' name.
Amen.
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 Thank you all so much for joining us. If you have not given your life to the Lord, we will have an announcement at the end, so stay behind so you can listen to that, okay? So we can bring you guys on into the kingdom so you can be saved, set free, and your marriages can be saved and set free, all right? Anyway, we love you guys, and we'll see you guys back here again on next Sunday at 6 p.m.
God bless.
God bless y'all.
Bye-bye.
Thank you for watching The Marriage Cafe. If you have never given your life to Christ and you'd like to now, please stick around for a minute. The Word says that if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus Christ and shalt believe in thine heart that God hath raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. So right now, we are going to pray together for your salvation. Please repeat this prayer after me. Lord, I believe that you died for me and rose again on the third day. I confess that I am a sinner. I need your love and forgiveness. Come into my heart. Forgive my sins. I receive your eternal life. Lord, confirm your love by giving me peace, joy, and a supernatural love for others. Amen. Congratulations. You are saved.